Songs of Longing and Exile is a work inspired by 16th century English composer John Dowland, whose melancholic song Flow My Tears tells of loss and suffering. Dowland's music has now been set to testimonies from refugees and migrants, drawing a thread between the past and the present. It's taken place at All Saints Church on Friday, with vocal ensemble Stile Antico singing the new texts and Syrian musician Rehab Azar interspersing with her partly improvised music for Oud. That's a Middle Eastern forerunner of the lute. Well, I spoke by phone to Kate Ashby. She's one of the singers in Stile Antico, to find out more about this unusual event.
My name is Kate Ashby, and I'm one of the singers in a group called Stile Antico, and we're a small choir, and we'll be performing in Brighton Festival this Friday.
Kate, this is a really unusual approach, and it's not your standard classical music repertoire. This is bringing together testimonies from modern-day refugees with a work from 1596 by John Dowland. Tell me a bit about how it came about.
So we are a choir who specialise in singing early music. So most of the music we sing was composed about 400 years ago. And to that extent, this programme is home turf for us in that we're singing music that was written 400 years ago. But unusually for us, it has new texts written for it. So these pieces were originally written for an instrumental group. And we got a poet, Peter Oswald, to write some text based on the testimonies of modern day migrants and refugees to fit to these seven pieces by John Dowland.
It's a very emotional piece of music, the Lacrimae Pavane or Flow My Tears. How does it feel to sing it with words which you know are born from so much tragedy and suffering?
Yeah, this particular project came out of a programme we were doing about exile and migration in the Renaissance times and how composers often had to flee their homeland because of religious persecution. And John Dowland was one such composer who had to move abroad because he was a Catholic. And we realised that many of those themes are still relevant today. And that's why we thought that we should add modern texts to Dowland's very emotional poems, these beautifully expressive pieces of music written originally for instruments. It gives it a real immediacy. Dowland's music is so expressive and some of the harmony is so unusual that it can sound quite modern anyway, but particularly with these texts added, it gives it a real sort of poignant immediacy. These are the words of real people who are alive today. And of course, that feels very different from singing. Often we sing in Latin or we sing religious texts that feel quite abstract and quite far removed from our own lives. But to sing words that are very contemporary, and the way we've worked it is that Peter Oswald started with John Dowland's own text, Flow My Tears, and through each of the seven Lacrimae, he gets progressively more modern in his language. So we sort of leave that Renaissance world behind, and by the end of these texts, we're very much in modern day speech, but still with the music of Dowland.
Do you feel you've learned anything personally or been on a kind of personal journey with this?
I certainly feel like it's given us a lot more insight into the lives of people who are having a pretty tough time at the moment. And obviously it's a very relevant theme to what we hear in the news a lot of the times. We've been working with a refugee choir called Woven Gold in London on some of these pieces and other works. And we're going to be performing those together with them later in June. So we've actually got to meet people who these pieces really chime with their experiences. And that's been a fascinating experience for all of us.
And during the evening as well, it's brought together with oud music by Syrian musician Rehab Azar. An unusual combination. I'm a fan of John Dowland and a big fan of the oud as well. But this might not be music that many people have come across before.
No, that's right. It's so the oud is the ancestor of the European lute, which Dowland was a very, very famous lutenist, which obviously kind of eventually turned into the guitar as we know it today. But the oud is even older than the lute, but it's a very similar sort of instrument, which is why it works so well with the music of John Dowland. And we've had a piece written specially for us by Giles Swain, which combines the 12 voices of Stile Antico with Rehab Azar on the oud. And it's a really expressive instrument. It's quite a melodic instrument for a plucked instrument. It's very, very expressive and it works really well with the combination of voices, I think.
It sounds like it's going to be a very moving and quite an emotional evening. What do you think the audience will take away from it?
That's right. I think it will be quite an intense experience. This is the very first performance. We're going to be performing it a couple of times in June as well, and then further on into next year as well. So this will be the premiere of that, and I'm really looking forward to how it comes together, really. We'll be having the text projected so that the audience can enjoy the text while we're singing, and some images as well to really create a completely immersive experience. I hope that while the subject matter is in many ways pretty depressing, I hope there will be some uplifting moments as well, and stories that we don't often get to hear being told in a very immediate way.
Kate Ashby there from the vocal ensemble Stile Antico talking about Songs of Longing and Exile at All Saints Church on Friday at 8:30. Oud is the word for today, and I'm with the Oud fan, Melita.
I am a fan of an Oud. I think this sounds like an amazing event. I mean, that whole idea of taking that John Dowland music, which is a really beautiful and melancholic piece of music, and setting it with contemporary stories of refugees and migrants, I think is a really, really clever thing to do. And I like that mix of old and modern. I think it's a really, really smart event, that one. Yes, and the Syrian musician Rehab Azar, you can look up some of her stuff on YouTube, and I just think it looks like a fantastic event to me, that one. Really unusual. And fitting in with those themes as well.
Yeah, and one that will fit, the acoustics will be wonderful in that environment.
Yes,
we've
yes.
talked about All Saints Church and the acoustics there, and I think that sounds... That'll be quite some evening.
It certainly will.